the mechanical man friendly?
Robots don't have feelings. It's the people they serve we must hope are friendly.
Change has come to America.
The truth out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
Highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
Welcome to PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
You sound so chipper, and I'm Derek. I'm Mrs. Derek Gilbert. This is Friday, June the 5th, 2009, and it's National Donut Day.
Yes, and we are completely surrounded by no donuts.
That's why I don't even know who I am.
Oh, the withdrawal.
But you know what the thing is? If I had a donut in my hand and say I weren't supposed to be eating sugar, if I had an Xbox with the brand new Natal software on that, a Project Dimitri or whatever it's called, why, someone might just show up and say, excuse me, Mrs. Gilbert, but we're going to have to send someone over because you're not supposed to be eating that. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's an amazing technology. I just got done watching the video just before we kicked the record button into gear. And it is beyond anything that I can recall reading in any of the sci-fi books that I've read, any of the movies that I've seen, with the exception possibly of Minority Report.
You saw a little bit of that in Minority Report, but I think this one's even more invasive. But before we get to that...
Yes.
Your tweeter's on.
I forgot to hit mute. Yeah, we got tweeted again. Okay. Before
no,
we get
that
to
that... No, that was Sam doing his bird calls. Before we get to that, there is a big story that is really not getting reported a whole lot in the mainstream news today, and that's Daniel James Murray.
Oh, a guy with three names.
Guy with three names. The minute I saw the story this morning and said that the Secret Service had a warrant out for a guy with three names, I went, what?
Yeah, guys with three names are guys who usually wind up as the subject of stories on... what used to be court TV. I forget. I don't know what they call it now, but...
True TV.
You know, guys like...
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Or John Wayne Gacy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's guys like that. So what is it that this guy has done that would put him on the watch list for the Secret Service?
Well, he opened a bank account and acted like an idiot, best I can tell. He did threaten the United States president, which is against the law. To threaten the life of a sitting president, or I guess maybe even an ex-president. I don't know. But and it may be against the law to threaten anyone. And if that's the case, well, you know, well, we won't go there.
Yeah.
He is a gentleman who originally is from New York, best I can tell. He recently decided to travel to at least Utah, but there are rumors that he's been to Utah, to Texas, and California, if not other states as well. In Utah... He went to a local bank in a small town and opened up an account with an $85,000 check. He opened his little account, and as he was opening it, now I'm going to have to look here because I don't want to misquote this story.
The town in Utah, by the way, is St. George.
A very Albion-like white UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, he was dressed, according to witnesses, he was dressed in a black T-shirt at some point that had "My way is the highway." God.
Yeah.
And there was an emblem of a cross with wings on it.
Former neighbors at his at his home in Rexford, New York, which is upstate New York. Called him Cape Man.
Cape Man?
Because he used to wear a black cape and walk around muttering to himself. He apparently lived with his parents, or at least an elderly couple that his neighbors thought were his parents.
Was he in the movie Bug?
You know, that's...
Say what he said. He opened his account with this $85,000 check and said, "We are on a mission to kill the president of the United States."
We.
He said we. He returned at a later date. Doesn't give the later date, but it said he returned at a later date and tried to withdraw about $13,000 of the $85,000. He was told his ID was not in order. He said, not to be disrespectful, but if I don't get this money, someone is going to die. He then went on to say something like, the banking system will fail and people will die. There will be chaos in the world. He talked about how, and let me go to the original story for this, because I wrote a little bit about it at PID News, but I want to go to the original story because this bit, he came back the next day after taking out the $13,000. Mm-hmm. And they've changed the formatting of this, so let me see if I can find it. My way is the highway. Came back the next day to take out the rest of his money. Mind you, the money had not been in there for very long. He opened up the account in May.
Mm-hmm.
We are 94 million miles from the sun, he says, and are in between the sun and moon and the eagle that flies between them, and it's a giant step for mankind. I have traveled thousands of miles to be here and know things that are going to happen. The banking system will fail and people will die. There will be chaos in the world.
Hmm.
Then he blurted out another assassination threat and left.
Now,
I'm wondering why they didn't report him from day one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. There are two things come to mind when you first told me this story over lunch today. First was that he sounded like the character we described last night.
From Bug.
From the movie Bug, one of the main characters. And secondly was that the bizarre actions in the bank are similar to the actions of the false Oswald in Oliver Stone's movie JFK, who mm-hmm. shows up at a shooting range, shoots at the target of the man next to him deliberately in order to antagonize the man shooting next to him, and then apologizes by saying, oh, sorry, thought I was shooting at that SOB Kennedy. In other words, to create a trail
yeah.
that will later point back to that authorities will later point back to say, gee, we should have seen this coming.
Which is why I bring up the point that he has supposedly been in at least three different states. Is there just one of this guy? Is he for real?
Don't know. Again, his former neighbors in the town of Rexford, New York, called him Cape Man because of his habit of wearing a black cape and walking around muttering to himself. The other thing that they point out, which is, again, similar to the observation of the T-shirt and the message on the T-shirt that the bank employees mentioned, was that there were quite a few pieces of religious art and statues on the property of the home in New York, including a glowing cross in the backyard by the tool shed. So, you know, we're setting up this meme that this whacked out fundamentalist Christian with 8 registered handguns to his name is on the loose and could be a threat to President Obama. And how many more of them might there be out
there?
Well,
that's the funny thing. The guy, there was a gentleman who was interviewed from the Secret Service, mm-hmm. and he said, well, you know what? We deal with this every day. We get these all the time.
Mm-hmm. So why is it in the news?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Secret Service and, well, authorities basically said that they rate his threat to Obama as more aspirational than operational. He's a wannabe. He's not a serious threat to the president. But again, that raises the question, why is this guy being held up in the media spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
This radical, whacked out Christian fundamentalist, gun-owning Christian fundamentalist who blames Obama for our economic troubles.
You know, first of all, I want to say that I pray that nothing happens to our president.
Amen.
I don't particularly agree with the things that Obama says and does, but I wish him only well. I pray for him every day. I pray mm-hmm. that he will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. But I do pray that the Lord, regardless of what Obama's beliefs are,
mm-hmm.
I pray that the Lord can work through him and will work through them, you know, to work everything for good according to his plans. And that's what we're commanded to do. We're commanded to pray for our leaders.
Yeah.
So that you can live peaceably.
Yeah. And Christians who have a problem with that just need to remember that when those words were written in the New Testament, the world in which the apostles lived was ruled by men like Nero, Caligula, you know, and others who
they weren't nice guys.
Who weren't nice guys. So, yes, the Lord does want us to live free, but the world in which we live is temporarily under the dominion of the enemy.
That is the truth.
Well, because of our commitment to bring you the world in short, bite-sized chunks on a daily basis, we need to move along.
15 minutes isn't enough.
The technology that Sharon mentioned at the beginning of the program that is really astonishing, and I'll put a link to the video in the show notes at PIDradio.com. The video is posted now at WatcherMagazine.com, and it's a demonstration of a new technology being developed for home gaming systems. Specifically, the next generation Xbox. Mm-hmm. It is astonishing. It's essentially an artificial intelligence that interacts with the player.
It is astonishing. And I can see where, if you are, especially for little kids, mm-hmm. and I can see it throughout the spectrum of age groups, but imagine little kids learning to count, learning to interact, having, especially if you're a, you know, maybe an only child. I mean, Nicole would have loved this.
Sure.
When she was young. Okay, let's work on our, you know, ABCs, or let's work on our, and actually have your friend right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
like having Blue's Clues, you know, actually really, hi, Nicole, how are you today?
Mm-hmm. And and there are some touches that you just have to see to believe it, because we can't do it justice by just describing it.
No, I tried to explain it to Derek, and I said, well, hold on. You just watch the video.
Right, right. And you're right. It wasn't – and it's no you know, discredit to you, because you employ your words masterfully. But it's just so hard to explain how far advanced this interface is.
I love you.
But no, at one point, the person who is talking to this artificial intelligence, a little boy represented by an avatar of about an 11, 12-year-old boy named Milo, leans over a pool or a pond in Milo's backyard. And as this young lady, from the vantage point of the screen, it appears, you know, the camera is leaning over this this pond, and you see the reflection of the young lady who's demonstrating the system for the camera coming back out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to see some discussion of this at the Piercing the Darkness Forum, because this is really just scratching the surface. Most of the game systems now, the Xbox, the PlayStation 2, the Wii, are internet enabled. They're connected to the web. So if you're connected to the web with a fast enough connection to interact with other people through this artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. at some point, what then, and bearing in mind that all of this traffic on these fiber optic systems are being routed through National Security NSA, National Security Administration routers, yeah. What potential is there for nefarious deeds
into
your home?
It's hard to say. I think it would, you know, Second Life would become almost a real world.
For a lot of people, it'd be First Life.
Yeah, sadly.
But think about this. Think about 1984 and Big Brother, mm-hmm. with a view screen in everyone's home that you couldn't turn off.
Exactly. Which is where we get to the donuts.
It's always about the donuts.
It always comes down to the donut factor. And the donut factor here is, if I want to eat a donut, I get to eat a donut. Mm-hmm. But if I were diabetic and on national health care,
yeah.
I can't eat that donut.
Or
and like, I can't even sneak it.
Like me, with a family history of heart ailments, you know, father, uncle, aunt, cousin,
yeah.
Yeah, who all had heart attacks. Yeah, they'd be watching.
Yeah,
or
Mrs. Gilbert, I'm looking at your dog back there. It looks like he's put on a pound or two.
Yeah.
I believe that's cruelty to animals. We'll be sending someone over to pick you up.
Oh, and you're holding a Bible study? Well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you have a permit? So, yeah, it looks really cool. And the sci-fi fan in me the technology fan in me. Says, this is awesome. I couldn't wait to, you know, it would be awesome to have a system like that,
yes.
Especially with a TV that big. But the potential there with the connectivity and
with the interwebs.
Yeah, through the interwebs leads to potential uses that you know, are not good.
Data collection. Let's say you're playing this game with Milo, mm-hmm. and the whole time, everything Milo sees, air quotes around Milo.
Right.
He's tracking. Okay, he's looking at the books behind you. Mm-hmm. He's looking at, you know, perhaps what you're reading, you know, on your laptop. He's taking account of everything that you download movie-wise. Sure. He's running in the background constantly. Who knows what's going on with this?
And exactly. And that's the whole point. The system has to be looking at you to function because now, the artificial intelligence is recognizing your facial expressions.
We've gone over 15 minutes, but I just want to put one more thing in there. That is a story that seems unrelated, but it is because it gives you an idea where things are going. Over in the UK, there are police who are rounding up young men, teenagers under 18, mm-hmm. who've done nothing. They're arresting them simply to get the DNA because here's the rationale. Well, that young bloke isn't going to grow up and be a crook if we take his DNA and he knows it's in the database.
That's right. If we've got his DNA, sure. Innocent until proven guilty? No. Guilty until proven innocent. Okay. It's not your DNA. Okay. Well, you're free to go. And that may come even sooner. I mean, remember, the United Nations has been pushing for a worldwide DNA database of every mm-hmm. child born.
So the day is going to come very soon when they all come to your kids at school. The healthcare nurse says, okay, everybody, open your mouth because you need to swab your cheek.
Yeah. It's for their own protection in case they go missing. Yeah. Well, what a strange world. But just remember, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world.
Amen to that. Tomorrow, of course, June 6th, mm-hmm. over in Mansfield, Ohio, it's the big politics. Prophecy concert. Yep. Concert. Yes, the prophecy concert. I didn't get any donuts today.
Low blood sugar. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Lynn Marzulli, Gary Kaa, and Russ Dizdar. And there will be CDs available of the presentations afterward, and we'll get information to you about those as soon as we have it.
And they're going to have lunch, but I don't know about donuts, so.
Probably not.
Don't go expecting
low fat.
Any.
Yeah, well. You can't have everything in this world anyway. We've got an email address, though, for you can share all of your thoughts, comments, questions, and concerns with us. It's radio@peeringintodarkness.com. And the forum for trading ideas back and forth is Piercing the Darkness. The link to that is in the show notes at pidradio.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all those little facey pages. Send us
Tweety
virtual
spaces.
Tweety spaces.
And face, yeah.
And you can send us virtual donuts.
You probably can, too.
I bet you can. Yeah. Oh, I bet you can. Anyway, I would appreciate that. And don't forget, WatcherMagazine.com is still in the build stage, but we welcome you to go over there, take a peek, and follow us on Twitter there as well.
Until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bring me donuts. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is PID Radio.